Coming up, a black wolf who still haunts Juno after all these years. How Romeo will soon come to life at a photo exhibit this Friday. That's Romeo singing. He was captured in a video by Dr. Vic Howard, and so he got the sound. But Romeo, unfortunately, went silent sometime around a dozen years ago, and they believe that he was killed by some poachers. But this month, through the efforts of the Orpheus Project, we are going to have a chance to reconnect with what Romeo gave to Juno, a tremendous gift. A wolf that skiers and their pets would cross paths with at Mendenhall Glacier. And, of course, you can imagine, today even, you can find photographs of that, videos. And there will be a very special collection on display this month that will feature some of the best. And joining us now, we have Carrie Howard and Matt Brown, two photographers who took it upon themselves to sift through lots of great photographs and to come up with one collection that will go on display this Friday. So, Carrie and Matt, welcome to Juno Afternoon. And I guess, Carrie, I'm going to start with you and just ask you what this project has been like, because I imagine that that was one well-documented wolf.
Hi, Rhonda. Thanks for having us on today. Yes, Romeo touched the hearts and minds of many, and there are photographs galore, everything from amateur to professional. And when we were approached by board member Emily Kane of the Orpheus Project to curate this exhibit, we were honored to do so because this creature was so special to Juno, and we knew that there were dozens of evocative images out there. So our task was to identify photographers, request they submit photos for consideration, and then Matt and I had the really challenging but satisfying job of selecting the top 20 photos.
Oh my goodness, that must be really difficult. Matt, how did you get through that, going through all the photographs and coming down to just 20?
Well, it like Carrie said, it was a very difficult process, but we wanted to select the photos that best represented Romeo's story here and how he interacted with local residents and their pets. So we came up with 20 photos that we think best represent that story and then put them together into an album or a book, mind you. A fine art book, and then we have the 20 prints, which will be on display.
So this has been quite a project. So did either of you actually ever see Romeo or interact with him? And Carrie, let me start with you on that question. Did you know of Romeo?
Oh, yes. I knew of him. Back in his heyday, I was still working full-time, and Matt and I have had this conversation before. When you were fully employed and had other things going on in your life, opportunities to see him were kind of limited to forays, skiing on the lake. But I certainly was aware of him, got to see him on a couple occasions, one probably the most memorable time being in the fall. Way out the road at Herbert River, he paralleled us along the trail as we hiked out one day, and that was just so magical.
That's the word that people use a lot about Romeo, is that he's magical. Matt, what was your experience with Romeo?
Unfortunately, I sought him out many times, but never did see him in the wild. I don't have a pet, and he did like to go up and meet people that had pets and took them around the glacier. Unfortunately, all I had was my camera.
You know, I have the feeling that a lot of people went through that as well, or maybe they didn't have their camera right when Romeo showed up. So you have these 20 wonderful photographs, and you said that they need to tell the story of Romeo, but can you describe some of these photographs to me and why they were chosen? What are we going to see this Friday?
I'll make a comment and then let Matt chime in. You know, we wanted to have a variety of photos, some that really featured Romeo as a creature on his own, but also we wanted photos of Romeo within the environment. So people will see photos that are both close-ups, be it more like portraits of Romeo, and others are really him in the setting, which gives a whole other dimension to the story. And then, of course, also, as Matt had said, Romeo with canines.
I think that's the most amazing part of the Romeo story. But Matt, what photographs impressed you the most? Because not all of the photos are with Romeo playing with pets.
I guess for me, it's seeing how comfortable he was around domestic canines. People's pets. I know I have a little story, a real quick story. A friend of mine who was also a photographer had his dog, and he was out at the glacier once, and it was the first time he had an interaction with Romeo, and the dog came up, or the wolf came up and started checking out his Labrador, and he thought that was really awesome, but he was afraid the wolf was going to attack his dog. So he ultimately took his dog back and put him in his car and then came back to get with his camera to get pictures. And Romeo just wasn't interested in the human. He wanted to interact with the dog. So it was really, I think, for those people that had those interactions with him, I think those will live on in their memories forever. Unfortunately, I have to find a different wolf to do that.
Well, that's the good thing about these pictures is if you were like me and you, because I remember going off in search of Romeo once, and he just got further and further and further away from me till he was a black speck that disappeared in the snow. So I had that Romeo experience, and I had no pet with me. So that's now I know that's why my feelings aren't hurt. But what I really appreciated about some of these photographs and the close-ups is I always thought that Romeo was a black wolf, but he's actually got kind of auburn highlights. They're
yes,
beautiful.
He's very handsome.
Do you think he knew he was handsome?
Yeah, well, you'll see that in the prints that we have. They have a really good, I mean, they turned out amazing. They're going to be up for auction as well. So if people are interested in getting some fine art quality images after this gallery at the end of the month, there will be an online auction that they can go on and they can bid on the various photos after seeing them at the Jack. But his color, yes, he had a black chocolate, mocha chocolate kind of thing going. But yeah, definitely had those brunette highlights. It was just a beautiful wolf.
And his eyes and those yeah. highlights. It was and sometimes it looked like he was posing.
Oh, and he was.
He did.
So can you describe how these photographs are being displayed? Are they just like posters or how do they look?
The photos are all printed on a vivid metal with a matte finish, so they won't reflect any lights. So a metal print is printed on aluminum, and they put a white base on it, and then they print it out just like a paper print. But metal prints are just super vivid and sharp, and they're wonderful to have in your home. You don't require any framing, so it matches any decor. They're just amazing. All the prints are 16 by 24, except for the lead-in print, which is Romeo's headshot. And that one is what we selected as our main photo. And that one is a 24 by 36.
So that's the marquee photo. One of the photos that I really love was one from Kim Elton. And this is one where, and these are just moments that are captured. Romeo sticking his tongue out at another pet. It's like the chances of capturing that. And then another one, and you'll see this one on our website today, our Juno Afternoon webpage. I posted this really interesting silhouette. It was, you know, the snow and Romeo facing a raven. And so they're black and the sky is black except for the snow. I mean, what are the odds that you're going to get a picture of a raven and Romeo both sitting still and contemplating each other?
You know, Rhonda, an added dimension to the exhibit, obviously the photos are incredible, but we also asked each of the photographers to write a short narrative about what was happening when they took the photo. And the one you mentioned with the raven was taken by photographer Brandon Hauser. And the narrative that Brandon wrote to accompany it is just so powerful and moving. I think people will really enjoy hearing, reading the photographer's thoughts while they view the photos. They're fabulous.
So on First Friday for this event, anything special happening with this? Will you have the photographers there to talk about their photos?
We hope to have some of the photographers there. At least two of them are not in town at the moment. So we will have at least a couple photographers there. But members of the board will be there. Matt and I plan to be there, and we'd be happy to talk photography with anyone because we love it.
Well, the one thing that is so fascinating about this whole month is this is just one of many events to celebrate Romeo, and I understand that some other things kick off this month. Apparently there's a Romeo beer featured at one of the breweries and an art gallery. That's interesting.
Yes. Yes. A brew that will be available First Friday event. So if people want to stop by there before or after going to the Jack, they'd be welcome to do so.
So this is at the Juno Arts and Community Center, the Jack. So what time does the opening start?
It will be from 4 to 7, and Jack is following COVID protocols, so only 12 people will be allowed in at a time, and they have to show proof of vaccination and a mask. If people are a little nervous about attending the event itself, the photos will also be up all month and can be viewed 10 to 6 during the week and noon to 4 on the weekends.
So you have one portion of this big month-long celebration. What is the meaning of it all? Matt, what do you think is the thing that you want people to take away from this?
I guess for me, from my interpretation of the Romeo part of the Orpheus project is just that life is art, you know, wildlife is art in itself, and that you never know where you're going to be when art happens. Carrie is a wonderful example of that. She walks every day and it never ceases to find some piece of art laying around in the wild or in the environment. So this is just highlighting the amazing interactions that Romeo had with the Juno people and how he fits into that bigger art project of why we need to have the arts and celebrate the arts.
And wildlife as well. So
I want to. Wildlife as well.
Well, I want to thank both of you, Carrie Howard and Matt Brown. They are two photographers that have worked very hard to bring us this exhibit. And so I am, for one, looking forward to seeing these photos and staring Romeo in the eye. Will I be able to do that?
You will be able to see Romeo when you walk through the door.
All right, because I didn't get to see him the day I followed him in the snow. So thank you so much, both of you, for joining us. And good luck with the
exhibit. Thank you. Thanks so much.